Hallmark Channel presents title, Homegrown Christmas, an all-Canadian entertainment production. In New York City, a CEO hosts a meeting.
17 years ago, I started this company out of a studio apartment with nothing but a tiny savings and an insatiable appetite for shoes. But one person alone cannot accomplish what we have built together. And it's because of all of you that I was made an offer I could not refuse.
That's why you,
along with the new owners, are going to take Mad Shoes straight into the stratosphere. So thank you to all of you for making my dreams come true. Cheers.
Cheers.
Everyone toasts with champagne.
Okay, let's do this.
An assistant slides a contract across the table, and the CEO signs the documents. With a smile, she looks up and sets down her pen.
That's that.
She takes a deep breath. At 6 a.m. the next morning, light snow falls over a neighborhood. The CEO sleeps in the bedroom of her brownstone home. She shuts off her alarm and sits up, then pauses.
Oh, I don't have to get up. I can go back to sleep for 3 hours if I want to. Okay, I'm up.
Skaters glide across an outdoor ice rink, and the former CEO sits on a bench with coffee.
No messages.
She puts her phone on her lap.
Hi, Mom.
So, how does it feel?
How does what feel?
Your first day of freedom.
I don't know. Numb?
That's not how it's supposed to be. What are you doing right this second?
I'm in the park. Watching an adorable family play in the snow.
Sounds appropriate for this time of year.
So this is free time, huh? It's unsettling.
Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. Or putting out your own shoe line.
You worked hard, Maddie, and you got what you always wanted.
But what do I do now?
Maddie, I'm gonna be blunt.
Well, of course you are. That's what you do.
Come home, honey. Navigate the in-between with your family. Let life dominate your life for once.
Okay, I'll come home for Christmas. Thanks, Mom.
Elsewhere, a barn contains a furniture workshop.
Listen up, everyone.
Maddie is coming home for the holidays, but it's not her usual in and out in one day. She's in a bit of a transition, and she needs some family time, so we're going to welcome her with some hometown hospitality, okay?
Hey, Peg. How am I supposed to stay away? You know, a 24-hour visit is one thing, but I run the workshop, and this is a lot more than just a quick hello.
Well, you can't stay away, Carter. That's just the bare bones of it.
A woman excuses herself.
Yeah, I know. After all these years, and she still hates me.
Hate is a strong word, but when you let someone go with nothing but a train ticket and a broken heart, that's not something one can get over very easily.
Yeah, I get it.
The holidays are the perfect time for forgiveness, though.
Well, let's see how all that goes over.
Carter cracks a smile. In New York City, a driver places Maddie's luggage in her vehicle's trunk.
Thanks, Trent.
You okay, Maddie?
Yeah, I just don't know what kind of reception I'll be walking into.
Yeah, well, it's not like you've never gone home before.
It's usually just for Christmas Day. An extended walk down memory lane might have a few unexpected twists and turns.
I understand.
Thank you.
Bet.
In the daytime, Trent drives on a winding road lined with snowy rocks and trees. At night, he and Maddie arrive in a town lit by Christmas lights.
The people at Claremont should have liked their Christmas. Every year seems more elaborate than the last.
Oh, in this town, your devotion is judged by the amount of lights on your house. Too few and you're a Scrooge, too many and you're just bragging.
Must have been fun as a kid. Seems like a really nice place to grow up.
Yeah. It was a great place to grow up.
Later, Maddie hauls her luggage up the stairs of her mom's porch. Maddie peeks through a window and watches her family sip cocoa. Her smile fades as she spots Carter.
Yeah, right? 75, per usual?
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not ready for this. I can wait outside. It's not that cold.
She rolls her luggage away from the door.
I'll meet you outside and get the truck warmed up. Talk to you later, guys.
I'm gonna finish this and I'll meet you out there.
Okay.
While Maddie hides behind a Christmas tree, Carter steps onto the porch.
Oh, no.
Hello?
He peers around the tree.
Maddie?
Hi, Carter.
What are you doing hiding behind a tree?
Oh, I'm not hiding. I was, looking for my watch.
It's right there on your wrist.
I know. Because I put it there. It fell off, and I had to go get it. And I did. And then I put it back on, and it's all good. Problem solved.
And you brought your bags over there with you to look for it. All three of them.
What's with the interrogation?
Hey, I'm not interrogating. There's just a couple holes in your story, that's all.
Only if you're looking for them. It's actually pretty cut and dry. You drop something and you go pick it up.
Well, it must have flown off your wrist to make it all the way over there by the tree.
Okay, Carter, I don't feel like I have to explain myself to you.
Okay, look, you're right. I'm sorry. This is awkward and...
Uncle Carter, just... you forgot your scarf.
Thanks.
Why are you talking to a tree?
A teenager smiles at Maddie.
Maddie, remember my niece Ava?
Yes. But you probably don't remember me. You were little the last time I saw you.
I'm a huge fan of Mad shoes. I saved up my allowance for 6 months to buy those lace-up boots. I love them.
Oh, well, I could get you a pair from the warehouse for free. Oh, no, I actually don't think I can do that anymore. Well, maybe I could get you a discount.
That would be great. I'm a fashion design junkie. I make my own dresses.
Oh, well, I'd love to see them sometime.
Okay, I'll show you. Can I have the keys?
No, because it just started snowing, which means the roads are icy, and your mother said no driving on the ice.
My mom's not back till Sunday. She'll never know. Besides, I need to learn how to drive in inclement weather eventually.
Fine, fine. You can start the truck, but do not go anywhere until I get there.
Got it.
Ava leaves the porch.
I've been watching Ava while my sister's flying. You know, 20 years in the airlines, hard to find another job that pays the same and keeps you in one place, so.
I admire your sister. It's not easy being a single parent. And Ava seems great.
Yeah. So, this should be interesting.
It's fine. We're both adults. I can handle it, you can handle it, and it's just for the holidays.
Yeah, you're right. I'll give you as much distance as possible. I should,
too, get inside and say hi to my family.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you want some help with the bags?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, keep an eye on that watch. It doesn't go flying out by any trees.
I thought I heard voices out here.
Hi, Mom.
Maddie! Oh, honey! Oh, I'm so happy to have you home.
I mean, really home. For all of Christmas.
My family is here.
Peg clasps their hands.
My extended family, too. All the most important people in my life, all in the same place. I think this is going to be our best Christmas yet.
In the living room, a young girl and her mom sit on the floor near a Christmas tree.
Hello?
Hi, Katie!
Aunt Maddie!
Hi!
Aunt Maddie, look at my shoes.
Oh my goodness, are those the ones that I sent you?
Yeah.
They barely fit her anymore. Her feet grow so fast.
Well, we are gonna have to get you a new pair for Christmas. Billy.
Maddie. Oh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And Hallie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Maddie hugs Hallie.
It's good to have you home, Maddie.
Oh, it's nice to be home. And I'm looking forward to spending time with you.
Sure, if you have time.
Turns out I do have time, plenty of time. Maybe we could go Christmas shopping or something like we used to do when you were a kid.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, great. My kids, my son-in-law, and my grandbaby all under the same roof. Oh, I have so many plans for you.
In a bedroom.
You have that, Mom?
I have a lot of shoes.
Ignore the mess. Your sister has to wrap in here so that Katie won't see all her presents before Christmas morning.
If there's not enough space, I can
empty out
some more doors. Do not go out of your way for me.
I know it's not the Four Seasons, and you're used to something a little fancier.
I don't care about that. I'm just here to see all of you. Oh, my goodness. You really don't throw anything away. I'm afraid to look in these boxes. So many skeletons.
It's okay. They don't bite.
Oh, my baton. Do you remember how bad I was at this? I did a toss, and I sent Coach Hyde to the emergency room during the homecoming game.
I remember. Put it down. Safety first. Oh, there's no skeletons here. Only memories. I just don't see any sense in throwing away the past.
Even the mistakes?
There are no mistakes, Maddie. Only decisions.
Teenage Carter smiles in a photo.
Well, that was uncomfortable outside, and don't tell me you didn't feel it.
It was bound to happen. He's practically family, and just because you didn't marry him doesn't make it any less so.
I didn't marry him because he didn't ask me.
Would you have stayed in Claremont if he had?
Well, I guess we'll never know, because he made that decision for both of us when he decided not to come with me. I was going to be the next Jimmy Choo, and he was going to make custom furniture for everyone in Manhattan. Gosh, we had big dreams, and then it was just over.
I think some people are maybe afraid of their own power, their talent. They think all they can ever be is small, so they don't even try. That is definitely not my Maddie, though. I am so proud of what you've built.
Carter could have built something, too.
Like I said, no mistakes, only decisions.
Right.
Maddie lifts her baton.
Da ha ha ha.
In the morning on Peg's porch, Katie holds a snowflake-shaped pancake.
Mine isn't as good as yours.
Well, it doesn't have to be perfect, Katie. All snowflakes are unique and beautiful, just like you.
Oh, hey. Hello.
Good morning.
You still make those snowflake pancakes?
Oh, around Christmas, every single morning. You want to help tomorrow?
My help in the kitchen tends not to be very helpful. Let's just say the New York Fire Department has been to my home and leave it at that.
Okay, let's get going before you are late for camp.
Okay.
Katie is doing music camp. She wants to learn the piano.
Oh, you played the piano, didn't you? Flute. Right.
Okay, bye, Grandma.
Bye, Grandma. Bye, Aunt Maddie.
Bye. Have fun. Bye. Chilly.
Do you want a snowflake pancake?
I thought you'd never ask. Yeah. Ha!
Maddie shuts the door. Later in the kitchen, Carter carves wood while Maddie pours coffee.
So, you can still take a piece of wood and turn it into a work of art.
It's nothing. It's a hobby.
Wasn't always supposed to be that way, though.
Well, life happens.
Carter, two new orders just came in, a desk and a chair.
All right, that's the turnaround time.
Mild rush? Look, I know how busy you are multitasking with the orders and getting the barn set up for the dance, so I'm going to bring in some extra help.
No. Come on, we can't afford extra help. I got this. I can handle it.
There was some water damage in the gym at the high school, and they needed a location for the holiday formal, so we're letting them use the barn.
Ava was on the committee, so Carter volunteered to help.
I don't know. Volunteer is exactly the word I would use. You know, signed, delegated. Forced labor, actually.
He volunteered, which we appreciate. And it's just for the week. Then you have your free time back to work on your own stuff.
Well, that's nice of you to do for the community.
Oh, don't compliment us just yet. With everything going on, I have no idea how we're going to pull it off. The dance is less than a week away.
It's all too much. Maybe after Christmas this year, it's time for me to retire.
She says this every 3 days.
We could sell the business, like Maddie just did. I've always wanted to go to France. You could travel too, Hallie.
I don't want to travel. I love our business, and you can go to France now. I can handle the day-to-day of the business.
It's too much work for one person.
Mom, I'll figure it out. But you need to make a definitive decision. Stop riding the fence.
I can help. As long as I'm here. You know, when I started my own company, I was a one-woman show. I did sales, marketing, accounting. You're all so busy, and I'm not doing anything. Let me help.
Okay. Maddie can take over the dance with Carter.
I can?
Well, you organized this event yourself your senior year.
Well, that's true, but my more recent experience is a little more corporate-based.
But this is where you're going to be the most help, and you know you're going to do a way better job than Carter could. No offense.
Yeah, none taken.
Well, I did set the bar pretty high for future classes. Man, it was a lot of work. I didn't even get to dance, not one song.
Yeah, I remember. After we were crowned king and queen, tried to get you out on that dance floor.
So, Maddie, what do you say? You in?
Sure. I'd love to help.
Great.
Maddie grimaces and sips her coffee. Later, she and Carter step onto the porch together.
I'm doing this for my family.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm running point.
You wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, I did do this once before, and I was pretty good at it.
Several decades ago.
It's like riding a bike. You know, I don't know if you remember this about me, but if I put my mind to it, I can do anything.
As evidenced by all of your success.
Great. Then I suggest you buckle up and follow my lead.
Yes, ma'am. Lead the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh. She slips.
Yeah, I think I'll skip that part.
Maddie dusts off her gloves.
Well, one thing you haven't lost is grace.
Carter smiles to himself as he follows her down the porch stairs. Now, they arrive at the barn.
Well, according to this email from the principal, the sprinklers went off and ruined, everything. Yeah, the decorations, light, the whole deal.
What, so we're starting from scratch?
We are, with a limited budget to boot.
Well, how much have you done?
A little.
How little?
I swept the barn.
Carter, we have a week.
I'm aware of that information.
To plan an entire dance.
Yeah, seems that way.
What's the theme?
Christmas.
That's not a theme, that's a season.
Yeah, but it's as good a theme as any, right? It's easy. A couple of wreaths, some lights, boom. Call it a day.
This is one of the last pivotal events of their childhood. We have to do this right.
Maddie, it's a dance. They want to get dressed up, get their hair done, and take a couple spins around the barn with their crush.
Carter, what happened to you? Where is your sense of sentimentality? These are the days that they are going to remember forever. We are going to pick out a theme and together execute it flawlessly.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Christmas, you know.
Downtown, children visit with Santa Claus. Outside a deli, Maddie spots Carter hugging a blonde woman.
We're happy, as we say.
As the woman leaves, Maddie shows Carter a shopping bag.
I got lights. In the absence of a theme, I thought we could start hanging those around the barn. Did you get what you need?
I did. Sandwiches. Committee's gotta eat. You know, I think this is a really good thing that you're doing for your family. I know that you're on somewhat of a break, a vacation.
I'm happy to help. Everyone works at the business. I'm just hanging around. Yeah. I don't like feeling useless.
Oh, come on, Maddie. You can never be useless.
Don't do that.
Do what?
Be nice to me.
I'm sorry. You want me to call you a couple choice names to make up for it?
Okay, let's just focus on a theme. How about
Christmas masquerade.
Come on. You think they want to spend all that time getting ready just so they can cover their face with a mask? Aha. Aha, see? I'm right. Look at you. You know I'm right, but you hate to admit it. Let's see. What about a winter wonderland theme?
Oh, great idea. I'm sure it was a great idea last year and the year before that and probably the year before that.
Okay, fine. We're even. How can we come up with that they haven't done before? I don't know. I'm not a party planner. That is not my forte. Running a workshop? That I can do.
Carter, that's it. That's brilliant.
Of course it is. I came up with it. Mind telling me what my brilliant idea was?
We do the North Pole. We dress the barn up like Santa's workshop. We'll do things like Mrs. Claus's photo booth, reindeer snacks, stuff like that.
I could fabricate an exterior outside the barn. Make it look just like Santa's Village.
I love it. Santa's Village. Perfect.
I'm not dressing like an elf, though.
I wasn't going to ask you to. You're a little tall to be an elf.
Okay. Yep, count me in. Wow, I really am a genius, huh?
No, okay, don't let it go to your head. We still have to execute your little plan.
In the evening, Maddie pours tea in Peg's kitchen.
I think it's going to be beautiful. We found some amazing decorations.
So you and Carter are working well together?
Yeah, we're managing. I mean, I've run a company for 17 years. I've learned to navigate all kinds of personality types.
Not one that you have this kind of history with. I never saw two kids more in love than you and Carter.
Well, he took care of that, didn't he?
I think you two need to talk. Get some closure.
What's the point of rehashing a relationship that happened 20 years ago?
Because you need to deal with the elephant in the room.
No elephants. I'm a dog person.
Stop changing the subject. There's so much between you two that remains unspoken. And you know what happens when you leave things bottled up inside.
Yes, they explode.
Mm-hmm. So cut it off before you get to the breaking point.
Hallie and Katie wear their coats.
Hey.
Hi.
All right. Good night, Mom. Maddie.
I thought that Billy was working late and you two were staying for dinner.
He finished his shift early, so we're going to go have dinner with him. Huh?
Don't forget the Christmas cookie swap on Wednesday night.
Well, it's my most favorite night of the year. How could I forget? I'm going to do lots of baking after this little one is asleep.
We'll miss you at dinner.
Yeah, another time.
High five.
Good night, Katie girl.
Bye.
Good night, ladies.
Okay, speaking of bottled up, she barely talks to me. Why does she hate me?
Maddie, she doesn't hate you. She misses you. She was just so young when you left. She would get so excited every time you came home.
But I wasn't present. I let my job take over everything, and now I'm a stranger to my sister.
Hallie does want to connect. She doesn't know how.
I'll try harder with her.
I think that would be nice.
Maddie nods to herself, then sips her tea. In the morning in the barn, Carter sands a palm-sized wooden cabin.
Hey, Carter. You're here early.
You know what they say. The early bird works on his own stuff on his own time so the boss doesn't get angry.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that on a motivational poster somewhere. What are you making?
Oh, it's nothing.
Didn't look like nothing. Your work is never nothing.
You don't need to go there, Maddie.
Go where?
To the pity zone. I saw the look on your face.
What are you talking about? I don't pity you. I've always thought you were incredibly talented, that you could do so much.
Well, not everybody needs validation from their careers.
Carter, that is not what I said.
Come on, we should get started.
As Carter walks away, Maddie shakes her head. Later, Ava and her mom arrive at the barn.
Your decorating committee has arrived. Put me to work, but not too much work. I'm super lazy. Just kidding. Huge work ethic.
Maddie.
Natalie, it's so good to see you. I have to tell you, Ava is great.
I would have to agree with you there.
Thank you, and thanks for taking this on. I have flights this week, but I will pop in and help as much as I can.
And I brought my sketches. I'll show you later, but I'm making my own dress for the dance, and I want your advice.
Ava, Maddie's a professional. You shouldn't bother her with that.
Oh, it's okay.
I mentor a lot of young designers. I'm fine with it.
Thanks, Maddie. I appreciate it.
As Ava walks away, Natalie turns to Maddie.
I just don't want her heartbroken if she's not good enough. She has this fantasy of going to the Fashion Institute in New York.
I understand. And I will be honest with her about her sketches, but gentle.
In the evening, Christmas lights shine on the front of the barn. In the loft, Maddie checks out Ava's sketchbook.
So, are they any good?
Good? Ava, they're stunning.
You think so?
Yes, I've seen a lot of sketches from up-and-coming designers, and these are as good as it gets. Your mom said you want to go to the Fashion Institute?
Yeah, but I didn't apply. I mean, like she says, they only take 40 people a year.
I think you could be one of them.
Really? Not that it matters. It's too late to apply now anyway.
I know the dean. I could make a phone call, find out about the application timeline for you.
Would you really do that for me?
Of course. Everyone deserves to follow their dreams. And I would go with that one.
I knew it. That's the one I'm making.
Maddie points to a blue gown.
Hey, Ava, we should get you back to the house.
Okay. Thanks, Maddie.
You're welcome.
Night.
Good night, Ava. Good night, Carter.
Carter pauses on the stairs.
Night.
Then, he leaves.
And the elephant is growing.
At night in a residential neighborhood, snow falls while Maddie idles in her car. Across the street, Carter and the blonde woman leave his home and walk to the driveway. As the woman stretches up to hug Carter, Maddie looks away. Then, she drives onward. In Claremont, a sign reads, Marva's Famous Peppermint Candy Pie. A customer holds the bakery door.
Thank you.
Maddie checks out the pie case.
Oh, and can I get a slice of Marva's Famous Pie? Thank you. Oh, yum.
She carries her treats and shopping bags to an open table. At a table nearby, Carter looks up from his coffee.
You know it's 9:30 in the morning.
What? Crust is basically bread, and pie is made from milk and eggs, and a few other ingredients I can't think of right now, but I think we can agree that this is a legitimate breakfast food.
He nods skeptically.
You're welcome to sit with me if you want.
I don't know if we were speaking or not speaking.
I didn't know either, but this conversation would suggest we are.
Okay.
He brings his mug and coat to her table.
I didn't mean to insult you yesterday.
I guess there's a lot of unresolved stuff between us, huh?
Well, let's clear the air, Carter, once and for all, right here, right now, so we can coexist in a more harmonious nature.
Okay. Yeah, lay it on me.
Okay. You were so vague about the reason you didn't go with me to New York. And then complete radio silence.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I just chickened out. As it became real, the idea of suddenly moving to New York got so big.
That's what was so exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting for you. I get that, but you had a plan. You knew what you were gonna do. You knew how you were gonna get there. But for me, I don't know. I didn't know how I was gonna go from being a guy that just made nice furniture to actually making a living at it. I don't know, maybe it's just something as simple as I didn't see myself moving there and you didn't see yourself staying here.
How would you know? You never asked.
No. I am not going to be the one to stand in your way. From the very first moment I met you, I knew that you were destined for greater things than this place could offer.
I thought the same thing about you, Carter, and your talent.
No. Claremont was always too small for you. I love this town. I could stay here and do what I love working for your dad.
Okay, but when is the last time you sold one of your own pieces?
I dabble a little bit, you know? Now there's no pressure.
I get that. All I meant yesterday was, you could be great too.
He points to the pie.
Excuse me. Could I get one of those also? Make mine a double.
It's good you got your own, because I'm not sharing.
Some things never change.
Later in downtown Claremont, Hallie and Maddie carry shopping bags on the sidewalk.
Thanks for coming with me. I really didn't know what to get Kate or Mom. Hallie, this year it's going to be different. And I really would like for us to connect. I mean that.
I'd like that too, Maddie. It's just that with the business and Katie and trying to find the time,
I could take on more. Really. I know that Mom is a little burnt out and that she would like to travel, and you taking on the dance is plenty. I got the business covered. Hallie,
look, I know that this company was supposed to be yours and that I got it by default after Dad retired, but I'm good at this, Maddie, and I will find a way to take the business to the next level so that we can hire more staff and Mom can retire in style.
I'm sure you will, but I could brainstorm with you, with my brand.
I got this, Maddie, okay?
Billy climbs out of a car.
Hey, girls.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
It's a wrap on Christmas shopping.
Oh, what'd you get me?
You have to wait until Christmas morning to find out.
Not a problem. I totally will.
Hey, absolutely not.
I would never. Just making sure that was heavy enough.
Hallie climbs in.
Watch your feet.
In the barn, Maddie decorates. She looks up and sees Ava holding a garment bag.
Oh, Ava. I talked to my friend at the Fashion Institute, and you have until January 1st, but you have to get your application in right away because they're shutting down for Christmas. And I might have put a good word in for you, so use my name if you do apply.
Thank you so much. I think I'm going to do it.
Okay, but you have to tell your mom.
Oh, I probably won't get in, so there's not much to tell yet.
Ava, you have to have faith in yourself. And when it comes to fashion, trust me, you have the it factor.
Thanks, Maddie. I finished my dress last night. Can I show you? I think I want to send in some pictures with my application.
Yeah, show it to me.
For your eyes only.
Okay.
Maddie looks in the bag.
It's perfect.
Later, Maddie steps out of the barn. Carter sets up an oversized nutcracker.
Carter.
Yeah?
I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to the Christmas tree lot to get a tree for the barn.
I know you haven't lived here in a long time, but have you forgotten every tradition?
No, but in an effort to save time.
In Claremont, we always cut down our own tree. Come on, you should remember this. I'll grab a saw and then go get one.
Maddie smiles to herself. Later, she and Carter trek through the woods.
She doesn't want anyone to see the dress until the dance. It's her big reveal.
Oh, yes, I've heard about this dress. I know that she's very excited about her date with Robbie, which Nat is not super thrilled about, but she is happy that I'm going to be there to supervise Ava.
Oh, come on. Everyone takes a date to this dance as part of the tradition.
Yeah, I know. Not chaperones, though.
No, of course not. It's for the kids.
Yeah, not that I would have anybody to go with anyway.
Really?
Why are you so surprised?
Because I saw you with somebody downtown when we were shopping and then at your house last night.
Wait, you were at my house last night?
She freezes.
No.
He looks at her.
Okay, yes. I just came by to talk about the stuff that went on between us and I. But I saw that you were busy with somebody and I didn't want to interrupt.
So you were checking up on me?
No, I was not.
Because I've been checked up on before, and this kind of looks like that.
Well, you're wrong. I simply went over to talk to a friend, and the very last thing I was doing in that moment was checking up.
Okay, I'm sorry. My mistake. You were not checking up on me. While you were checking up on me.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, that was Evelyn, by the way. My cousin. Wow. Look at that. That is beautiful. That is our tree right there. It is big. It is dominating. It's green.
That sounds like you're describing the Incredible Hulk, not a Christmas tree.
Okay, well, how would you describe it?
Festive, magical, nostalgic.
I mean, okay, if you want to be so on the nose about it.
Okay, let's cut this baby down.
Wait. When's the last time you cut down a tree?
1980 never.
Okay.
But don't forget, I can do anything.
Anything that you set your mind to, yes.
Exactly. Oh, step aside. Wouldn't want you to get hurt.
She slips.
By all means, take the lead. Because that worked out well last time.
In Peg's kitchen.
Jenny Pickard started the Christmas cookie swap about 5 years ago. It just keeps growing. It's a pretty big deal, so I do appreciate your help tonight.
So you just bake cookies and swap recipes?
Oh, no. It is more than that. We vote on which is the best cookie at the end of the night, and these are our best recipes, so it gets kind of competitive. Last year, 30 different types of cookies.
30?
Wow, this is serious. Yeah.
Hey, Peg, I got Hallie on the phone. She says yours keeps going straight to voicemail.
Oh, I think I left it upstairs. Carter, I am so sorry we're keeping you late tonight.
Don't worry about it. I had to stay here and finish those rush orders, so it's all good.
Hi, honey. Mm-hmm.
Peg leaves with the phone.
Wow. Cutting down trees, baking, do you even recognize yourself?
Oh, listen, the tree was a success, but you might want to have the fire chief on standby.
I am on speed dial.
Perfect.
Peg returns to the kitchen.
Billy fell playing hockey, and Katie's already asleep, so I'm going to go over there to watch her while Hallie takes him to get checked out.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. Seems to be fine. He just needs some x-rays. Carter, have you ever baked?
Not so much, no.
Never too late to learn. Now, I want you two to follow these three recipes to a T, one batch of each, and no snacking.
Think you can handle it?
No.
No.
Perfect. I'll be back in a few hours, and no pressure, but I want to win.
Peg hurries out.
Okay.
Let's bake.
She wants to win.
Yeah, I noticed that. There better be some prize money involved.
Oh, dear.
Later, Carter lifts a tray from the oven. He sets down warm cookies while Maddie clumsily ices cool ones.
Ta-da!
Wow, those are bad. Yeah.
Misshapen reindeer have red candy noses.
Oh, no. They look like a five-year-old made them, don't they?
No. Every five-year-old I know could do much better than that.
Thanks. All right, what do you say? Do we dare taste them?
Yeah, I'm a little scared, so you first.
Oh, thank you. So much for chivalry. All right, here goes. If anything happens to me, tell my mother I love her.
Okay.
Maddie samples a Christmas tree cookie.
How do you feel? Huh? A little lightheaded, maybe dizzy, nauseous?
Did we put sugar in these?
Yeah, of course we did. From that jar right there.
She dips her finger in the jar and tastes it.
That is salt.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains a lot. Oh, we are two capable, talented adults. Why can we not make a decent batch of cookies?
Well, I think it's safe to say that baking is not in our future. Maybe we just need to find what we do best and stick to that.
No, you didn't do that. Right? I mean, you built this successful company, and then you sold it, right?
She looks down at the counter.
It's funny, I was on this path to a specific destination, and I worked years to get there. Once I was there, it felt like, what now? I think what I'm discovering is I don't really know who I am without my job.
Well, you are Maddie Finley. You're the most determined, capable and successful person that I know. That's never going to change, no matter what it says on your business card.
Well, then tell me one thing.
What's that?
If I am so determined, capable and successful, how come I cannot make an edible batch of cookies?
Oh, that is a good question. We are going to do this, okay? We're going to do this if it takes us all night.
Or all year.
Oh, no kidding. It'll be okay. Next Christmas.
Put the salt away.
Okay. Silent
night. On a counter, wire racks hold plates of neatly iced cookies. Now in the living room, Maddie passes hot cocoa topped with mini marshmallows to Carter. Together, they sit near the fireplace.
Ah, thank you.
Well, we may not get any votes, but at least they won't kill anyone, so there's that.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Maddie admires Peg's Christmas tree.
Oh, I love Christmas lights. The way they blink in a pattern. You know, when I was a kid, I used to try to guess which colored light would blink next.
Blue.
Oh. Oh, see? Hey. It's not as easy as it looks.
Oh, it is so difficult.
Gosh, I haven't done this in years. I mean, it's always been there, but I guess I just stopped looking.
Yeah, well, we all get bogged down with life's day-to-day stuff.
I think it's important that I had this time with my family. It might be the very foundation I've been missing.
Yeah, community is important. I mean, your family and mine, this town, they've all had my back.
And you didn't think you'd have that in New York?
Well, I knew that you would be there for me, and I don't know. What about you? What about your community in New York?
Oh, well, I have a really nice group of friends. I mean, most of my social life does revolve around work. You know, proximity matters to a workaholic.
Of course. What about boyfriends?
Oh, a few. One for almost 4 years.
Wow.
But he wasn't the one. And you?
Yeah, I've dated here and there, a few girlfriends, same as you.
But you never got married.
No. No, I came close once.
What happened?
No, she wasn't the one. I don't know, I think you only get one great love in your life, and I don't know, I probably already used mine up.
She looks at the tree again.
Red.
You are so good at this. How can I compete?
You can't.
Periwinkle.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's not even on there.
Not on there.
In the morning at Peg's house, Maddie wears her bathrobe.
Bianca, hi. How are you?
Well, I'm at work a few days before Christmas, but I'm trying to rally since I like the finer things in life, like food and a roof over my head.
How are you?
Well, I am just trying to focus on enjoying the holidays and planning this event, baking.
Wait. You baked?
Well, I guess you could call it that after the first few batches. How are things there?
Wendy Williams called here looking for you. She's developing a shoe line, and she wants to talk about you coming on board.
Oh, right. We gave her all those shoes for her last book tour.
She's huge, Maddie. And not just for her talk show, her clothing line, too. This could be major.
Oh. Gosh, I don't know, Bianca. I mean, it's very flattering, but, well, I was going to take some time and wait for my next opportunity to present itself.
Maddie, if this is an opportunity knocking, then I don't know what is. Now, if the timing isn't right for you, that's another issue.
Okay, you know, text me her number, and I'll see what she has to say.
Done. If you go back to work, you're going to take me with you, right?
Of course.
Oh, good. Then I'll stop working on my resume.
Bye.
In the barn, a team decorates.
Oh, the North Pole looks perfect there.
Ooh. Here you go, Tony. It's the last one. Thanks.
Maddie hangs mistletoe.
Oh, wow. Mistletoe at a high school dance.
It's just decoration, you know, tradition.
Since when have you been so traditional?
When it became my job to give these kids a little Christmas spirit. Come on, Carter, don't be that way. Don't be a Scrooge.
I'm not being a Scrooge.
Oh, you're being a little bit of a Scrooge.
I resent that accusation. Bah, humbug.
You better be careful or the ghost of Christmas past will come back to set you straight.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's already here.
Oh, really?
Carter points to the mistletoe over their heads.
Oh, look.
That's,
They step away from each other.
just decorative.
Yeah.
Ceremonial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Here you go, Ebenezer. You're in charge. I'm gonna get ready for the cookie swap.
You're going?
Yes. I worked so hard on those cookies, I want to see everyone's reaction.
You did have help.
Right. Carter, would you like to come to the cookie Christmas swap at Jenny Pickard's house tonight?
No, but I will anyway because I heard it gets really intense and I kind of want to be there to see it.
I'll see you tonight.
Boom, boom.
As she leaves, he eyes the mistletoe. Outside, she makes a phone call.
Wendy, hi, it's Maddie Finley returning your call.
Maddie! I miss you.
And by the way, I really do appreciate that box of shoes that you sent me for my book tour. But you know what?
I've got an idea.
I want to do shoes.
You will be great at it, Wendy. You have incredible taste.
You come to New York and help me do my shoe line.
You got a stake in the company. New York you miss. I know you do. And you and I will be partners.
It's an exciting proposition, but...
My lawyers are already drawing up the papers.
You just take a look and think about it.
I'll take a look at the offer. And Wendy, thank you. I'm really flattered that you'd think of me.
All right, girl. I hope you say yes.
Merry Christmas, Wendy.
Bye.
In the evening in Jenny's living room, bakers mingle with their Christmas cookies.
Now, I've saved my new one for last. It's a dark chocolate fudge base with my homemade peppermint bark on top.
Great.
Across the room, Maddie sips cocoa with Carter.
Ooh, thank you.
I might make these for Christmas Day.
Good idea. Katie loves peppermint.
Sorry, Peg. Not sharing this one.
Isn't that the whole point of the cookie swap, Jenny?
Yeah, and you can have any other recipe, just not this one. I might mass produce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jenny has gone rogue.
It seems our next contestant, Jenny Pickard, is pulling an old switcheroo on the rules.
It's just a cookie.
Oh, but these are special.
It's rumored that this cookie has an 8.6 degree of difficulty, but we will never know because she is not sharing the recipe.
Those snickerdoodles are my mom's special recipe, and I'm sharing them.
Well, that's your choice, Peg.
Oh, this is unprecedented behavior, and the crowd goes wild.
And potentially disqualifying. Is this legal? Can someone check the bylaws?
You're not being fair, Jenny. Well, it's my house, my rules.
Ooh, it's escalating.
What do you say we get out of here before it comes to blows? We can go to the cafe and get a peppermint pie.
But it's just getting good.
Well, maybe you'd like to host it next year.
Hmm? Well, perhaps I would. Mm-hmm. And perhaps I might edit the guest list.
Well, you won't have my cookies.
I don't know why you think your cookies are always the best, Jenny. Everyone here is a good cook.
Outside.
All right, well, do you want to walk or drive?
Oh, well, let's walk. It's not that far. Do you remember when we used to walk downtown?
Yeah, it didn't matter how cold it was, as long as the Christmas lights were on.
I used to think Claremont was so bright you could see it from outer space.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can do that with New York.
Different kind of bright.
Yes, it is. Who wins in a duel?
It's a draw.
I don't know about that.
I got an offer. A startup shoe company.
Oh.
Talked to the woman today. It's definitely in my wheelhouse. I guess I was just hoping that the skies would open up and, I don't know, my future would fall into my lap.
Well, maybe that's what this is. Guess you just have to trust your instincts.
Is that what you do?
Try to.
So what do your instincts tell you about your future? I mean, what if my mom retires or if the business doesn't work out? What's next?
I don't know. I'll have to find a plan B, I guess.
You're starting a business is hard at first, but the feeling of accomplishment when you build something from the ground up, there is nothing like that.
You know, you should see your face when you talk about this stuff.
Oh.
It lights up.
Well, maybe it's the Christmas lights.
Well, maybe you weren't ready to get rid of your business. Well, which would have been foolish, considering how much they offered you. You know, that's a huge testament to what you built.
Well, my mother likes to say that there are no mistakes, only decisions.
I guess you'll have to figure that out when you get home.
Home tonight?
No. Your actual home, New York.
Oh, yeah. Right, because New York is my home.
As Maddie bustles down the sidewalk, Carter follows. At a Christmas market in downtown Claremont, they find a miniature Santa's Village and train set.
Oh, wow, look at this. I mean, I wish we had this as a decoration for the barn.
Yeah, definitely go with our theme.
Yeah, you just like the lights.
I do, and I want it for the dance, but I'm sure it's out of our decorating budget.
It's not.
How do you know? I don't see a price tag.
It's not for sale. I made it.
This is what you've been doing in your spare time?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were making furniture.
Nope, just tiny little houses.
Are there any more of these?
Of various designs.
Carter, why don't you put this on the website? You can do special orders, ship all over the country.
He walks away.
Hey, Carter Allen, stop. I have more questions.
Yeah, of course you do.
You have a gift.
That's not a question.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Why are you letting this gift go to waste?
Listen, Maddie, that is a hobby. A hobby is something you do because you love it. I've already got a job where I get to utilize these same skills every single day. It's the best of both worlds.
Carter, that back there, people would pay good money for that.
Come on, people aren't going to buy that stuff on a regular basis.
But
Maddie, come on, just let it go.
Carter, you...
I appreciate it, but let it go. Come on, cafe closes in an hour.
In the daytime in the barn.
Okay, girls, the punch bowls can go right there. Thank you.
Ava checks her phone.
I still haven't heard anything.
Well, Ava, you just submitted the application 2 days ago, and it's the holidays.
You said she was going to look at it right away. She probably did, and she hated them. That's it. She hates me.
Ava, she doesn't hate you. You have to believe in yourself.
I do, but will everyone else?
Yes. I guarantee it.
Billy shows a reindeer decoration to Carter.
Found one reindeer.
Oh, great. Thank you for coming by and lending a hand.
Yeah, well, it looked like you guys were short one left hand. Hallie thinks I'm just trying to get out of doing dishes.
Oh, I can think of worse plans.
I'm gonna go find his buddies.
All right, good luck.
What's going on here?
Oh, a little decoration for the refreshment area.
Carter sets up Santa's Village.
Got that?
You have more?
I know it doesn't look much like Santa's Village right now, but don't worry. I will adjust. I have props.
Carter, it's perfect.
Maddie smiles.
You want to know why I do this? Because of the look on people's faces. Just like yours. Come on, help me put it together.
Hey, this looks like your parents' house.
Oh, that's because it is. This set was originally intended to be a replica of Claremont. But don't let Mrs. Claus fool you. The coffee house where you get your morning latte is now Santa's office.
You really love it here in Claremont.
Yeah, I sure do. This is home.
Lights glow in Santa's Village. Later, Pat wraps gifts at home.
Here you go, Mom. Thanks, honey. The princess paper is for Katie's gifts.
Yeah, I kind of figured it wasn't for Billy.
I'm glad I finished wrapping yours already. Mom, I told you not to spend your money on me.
It's not the money. It's the joy of giving. And I love having all my family here.
It's been a good week.
Because of family or something else?
What are you trying to say to me, Mother?
I see you and Carter. It's like you stepped right back into that old chemistry without missing a beat.
I don't know. Maybe my clarity is this new job. Carter loves it here. He doesn't want to leave, and
I can't stay.
Why not?
Everyone here has a purpose but me. I don't even know what I would do.
Purpose comes in all different shapes and sizes, Maddie. Why is it, do you think, that neither you nor Carter have ever settled down, that no one was ever good enough for you?
That has nothing to do with Carter and me.
Maybe it's because the two of you were meant to be. Maybe what's been missing from your life all this time is Carter.
Think about it.
In the daytime, Carter and Ava have a snowball fight in Pat's driveway.
What's that?
Maddie walks outside.
Is this a private party or can anyone join in?
No, it's public property.
No, actually it's not. It's my mom's house. And we still have a lot of work to do in the barn. We don't have time for your silly little games.
Who's being a Scrooge now, huh?
Maddie scoops snow.
Still you.
She pelts him.
Oh! I cannot believe you fell for that. That is the oldest trick in the book.
Oh, it's on now.
No, I'm dead.
She ducks, then throws another snowball.
Mom? You're back.
Yeah, my last flight was canceled. There's this, Ava.
Natalie hands a letter to Ava.
I got in! Maddie, you did it!
No, Ava, you did it. They only accept the best of the best, and that's you.
I can't believe you went behind our backs and helped her with this.
This isn't Maddie's fault. I was supposed to talk to you about it, and I didn't.
She has a real gift, Natalie.
Well, getting in is one thing, but making a living at it is an entirely different scenario. We have a plan for her future, a good plan.
No. You had a plan. It's not what I wanted.
Nat, she did get in, despite the big competition, right? And if anybody can help her navigate this experience, it's Maddie.
Carter, please.
It's my dream. And we're supposed to follow our dreams, right? Isn't that what you taught me, practically from birth?
I'm happy to tell her everything I know about the city, the Institute, the art of networking to get a job. She'd have a friend in New York.
It doesn't matter. She's not going. It's too risky. Come on, Ava.
Natalie and Ava climb in their car.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overstep.
No, no. He always wants the best for people, and that's good. There's no shame in that.
In Peck's kitchen, Billy's arm rests in a sling. He helps Katie with her coat.
All right, time to get the little one home and fed. All with one arm, I might add.
Okay, I'm going to stay here and finish this for Mom, and I will be home later.
She's lucky to have you. We all are.
I love you.
Love you.
And I love you. I'll be home real soon, okay?
Okay.
One for the road. One for the road.
One.
A cookie.
Let's go, kiddo.
Hey, Billy. Hey, Katie girl. You're working late today.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out this new structural plan for Mom. She's convinced if she retires, she's going to leave us in the lurch. So I am trying to find a way to make us lurch-free.
You have a really beautiful family, you know that?
Thanks. I had great role models.
Yes, you did. It's nice to have someone to share the trials and tribulations of life with, isn't it?
Do you have anyone in New York, Maddie?
I do. I have a lot of good friends and fantastic ex-employees. I have a lot of anyones in New York, but not that one anyone yet.
I didn't realize that was something you wanted. You're so independent and put together all the time.
Guess my convenient facade worked. If I could zip in and out at Christmas, I wouldn't have to face everything I was missing. But after spending time with all of you and the lights and the smell of cedar at the wood shop and, the drama over the peppermint bar cookie recipe, I realize I've missed a lot.
And Carter?
I have a thought about Carter for business. Now, I know you don't want my advice, but his woodwork is exceptional.
I know. He made this little dollhouse ornament for Katie, and it is just the cutest thing I have ever seen.
Someone could fabricate Dad's furniture designs, which would free up Carter to do what he really loves. Now, again, not trying to tell you what to do with the business, because I know you've got it.
No, I know. It's a good idea, Maddie. Actually, it might be just the thing. We could expand without changing our overhead.
You know, maybe what you should do is put some pictures of his work up on the website and send out an email blast, just to test the waters.
I don't know if Carter would be okay with that.
Oh, I think he would be, especially when he saw the response. I know it's going to be positive.
All right, I'll give it a go.
Good.
You know that Mom made me sneak one of Jenny Pickard's peppermint bark cookies in my purse?
What? Why?
She's going to try and replicate it by taste.
Really? And then what's she going to do with
it? She has no idea.
But she's going to show that Jenny Pickard.
Well, Jenny should know better than to try to hide a cookie recipe from Peg Finley.
I mean, they tasted like mint and cardboard anyway.
You're a cookie spy.
What is going on here?
Nothing. We're just reminiscing. Mm-hmm.
Would you like a cookie, Mom?
Your cookie spy?
Who made these?
Jenny Pickard.
Never crossing my lips. No, 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 no.
Maddie gives Ava lip gloss.
This color should be perfect.
Thank you for helping me get ready. My mom's not back until tomorrow, and things have been weird between us anyway.
That's just because she loves you, Ava. And who knows, maybe she'll change her mind. But in the meantime, tonight is your night.
Hey, are you girls ready? Ava, you look beautiful. You really do. But are you ready yet? Because it's been like 37 hours.
Carter, we've been here an hour, and these things take time.
Okay, I get it. But Robbie's downstairs. He's a little fidgety, and he might have a coronary if you don't get down there soon. I'm just saying.
Okay, we'll be down in 5 minutes.
He's here.
You look stunning. I have one more thing for you.
A box holds a pair of glittering silver high heels.
They're so beautiful.
Well, a girl should have the perfect shoe for the perfect night.
You're so lucky. You got to live your dream.
Well, that's the funny thing about dreams, Ava. If you believe in them, they come true. Now put these on and go make your entrance. I'll meet you downstairs.
In the living room, Robbie waits with a corsage.
How are Angie and Keith?
Yeah, they're good.
Good. Yeah, tell them I said hi.
For sure. Wow.
Ava wears her gown and heels.
You look...
Thanks. So do you.
Thanks. I brought this for you.
Oh, thank you. I have something for you as well.
Cool tree.
Maddie's heels match her bright red dress. At the foot of the stairs, Carter smiles and buttons his jacket.
Wow.
Clean up nice.
This whole thing? I've just been collecting dust in my closet since, since our dance, probably.
Ahem. We're going to go out back now.
Okay. Robbie, I want you to have her home by 11, okay?
Yeah.
12.
11:30.
12:30.
What? You don't negotiate up? Come on, I told your mother I'd have you home by midnight.
Well, then why'd you start so low?
Because I need a little wiggle room. That's how negotiations work, right?
Sir, I'll have her back at her house by... Sorry, what time?
Midnight. Maybe a couple minutes before.
We're going to be right next door.
Oh, I know. I'll be watching you.
As Ava and Robbie head for the door, Maddie takes Carter's hands.
And you... I want to definitely make sure we have that dance this evening.
No.
He twirls her.
I would like that.
At night in the barn, a banner reads, "The North Pole welcomes Claremont Park High School." While teens dance, Maddie serves punch at the refreshment table.
Enjoy the dance.
A photographer sets up a camera, and Carter poses for a photo.
Okay, let me know how this looks.
Everyone seems to be having a good time, including you. Yes, it turned out better than I anticipated. That's all for the kids. Oh, Hallie told me your idea about Carter's woodworking. I like it, but I am not so sure how he's gonna feel about it.
I'll take the heat if he gets upset. And besides, sometimes people riding the line need a little push, right?
Exactly.
I'll let you get back to your hostess duties.
Hello. Can I have everyone's attention, please? Hi, I am Principal Kirkland, and welcome to Claremont Park High's annual Christmas formal. Yes. Now, one of the things I love about this community is the fact that around here we take care of our own. When the sprinklers went off, we thought we'd have to cancel. But Peg Finley, Carter Allen, and their families really came through for us, and I want to thank them for making tonight so special.
Carter joins Maddie at the refreshment table.
But on to more important matters. It is time to present our winter court king and queen. Drum roll, please. Thank you. Please welcome your queen, Ava Allen. Yes. And your king, Robbie Demers. Thank you, sir. Here we go.
Principal Kirkland crowns Ava.
Better than that was us?
Like it was yesterday. Well, 1,000 yesterdays, but who's counting?
Seems like it.
You know, even though we never did get to dance, it was still one of the greatest nights.
Yes, it was.
Now, without further ado, the Winter Court King and Queen will share a dance. Everyone, please join in. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
I do believe that I have promised you a dance. Oh. Mayor?
Maddie takes Carter's hand, and they make their way onto the dance floor. Carter chooses an area with room to spare, then twirls Maddie.
Oh.
Special dance moves. Speaking of, do you think they're dancing too close together? Because I promised her mother that... Psst.
Robbie steps back from Ava.
I think that Ava is a smart young woman with a good head on her shoulders. And I think it's time for you to relinquish control.
Is that what you're doing? Hmm? Are you relinquishing control?
I'm trying.
Okay.
That shoe company wants an answer from me right after Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think is going to happen in the next few days that's going to give you a little clarity on that?
I don't know. But I'm just going to spend some time with my family and try not to think about the what-ifs.
I don't know. Like maybe what-ifs aren't so bad. Really, they can help you to figure out what's important.
Huh. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, what if I had gone to New York with you? Or what if you stayed here? Or what if I kissed you right now?
Maddie backs away as Carter leans down to kiss her.
What? What's wrong?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't? Maddie, listen to me. This last week together, it's brought everything back for me. And I know you feel it too.
But what's the point? You live here, I live there.
We can figure that out.
I don't know how. But what I do know is I cannot go through another goodbye with you, Carter. I just can't do it.
Maddie, listen.
Peg rolls her eyes and follows Maddie.
Oh.
Principal Kirkland approaches Carter.
Carter, I just want to thank you again. You've really outdone yourself. I mean, the decorations, themes, the Santa Village that you made. I'm going to order one for my grandson.
They're not for sale. It's just something to do on the side.
That's not what the website said.
The website? What website?
Your company website. I got an email today saying you were expanding into other forms of woodworking, your own personal hand-carved crafts.
Excuse me for a second.
Absolutely. Hey, Merry Christmas.
A toy train rolls along a track.
Thank you.
Outside the barn, Peg approaches Maddie.
Can I join you?
I'm afraid I won't be very good company right now.
Peg sits down on a bench beside Maddie.
Did you know that when your father first proposed to me, I said no?
What? Why did I not know that?
I didn't like to bring it up around him. He hated that I could have potentially ruined everything.
But why would you say no? I've never seen two people more in love than you and Dad.
I was young. I was scared. The more you have in life, the more you have to lose. But as I thought about it, I realized that love like that can fill you up for a lifetime, no matter how long it lasts. And even if that was all I was ever going to get in life, I'd take it. Thank you very much.
Maddie's eyes shine with tears.
You were right, Mom. It's Carter. It's always been Carter.
Peg puts her arm around Maddie.
You should listen to your mother more often.
He's a risk worth taking, isn't he?
I think so. Now get back inside, find Carter, and let's all enjoy Christmas as a family.
Thanks, Mom.
They embrace.
Thanks. Go, go, go. Go.
As Maddie scoots away, Peg smiles to herself. Back in the barn, Maggie searches for Carter.
Hallie, have you seen Carter?
No, not in a while, but he's pretty upset with us, Maddie.
Why, what happened?
Well, I sent out that email blast today and he found out about our plan. I just think we should have talked to him first.
Hallie, I'm so sorry, but I'll fix it.
Thank you.
Oh.
Ava and Robbie pose for photos.
Excuse me, Ava, have you seen your uncle?
He went back to the house a bit ago, but I haven't seen him since.
Okay, thanks. You guys look so cute in the crowns.
Robbie makes finger guns, and Ava gives a peace sign. Now on Peg's porch, Carter gazes out into the snowy night.
Hey. Let me explain.
No, look, there's no need to explain, okay? If we aren't reaching what Maddie Finley feels is our greatest potential, then we're not good enough. I get it.
I never said that.
You know, with all due respect, I don't think you should be telling people what they should and shouldn't be doing with their gifts, okay?
But I pushed so hard because I believe in you.
You don't understand, do you? All of this is enough for me. Okay, I know that it's not enough for you. I know that I wasn't enough for you. And then that has always been our problem. But this is enough for me.
Only one of us thinks that. But I will not apologize for following my dreams. And I will never apologize for the greatness I see in you. I just hope one day you see it in yourself.
While Carter remains on the porch, Maddie walks back into the house. In the living room, she takes off her coat and tosses it on a chair. Then, she watches the Christmas tree lights change colors.
Blue.
She's right.
Red.
Right again.
Green.
The lights turn blue.
Oh well. Can't want them all.
Peg walks in.
Hi.
You okay?
Mom, I'm going to take that job in New York. I'm going to leave after Christmas morning. It's what I do right. I came here and I made a mess of everything. For Carter, for Ava, even trying to help with the family business. Building something new, that's what I do. That is what I'm good at.
If that's what you need to do, then I support you 100%.
Thank you.
Sweetie.
Sleep well. I'll be up in a minute.
Maddie turns back to the tree.
Red.
She's right again. In the morning in downtown Claremont, Peg carries groceries.
Morning, Carter.
Hey, good morning. Nothing like waiting until Christmas Eve to get my shopping done. Not that I really had a choice with you cracking the whip this Christmas.
Oh, come now.
Hey, where are you going? Let me help you with this.
Oh, thank you. I'm parked just right there.
Okay. You know, Peg, I've been thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You've been so good to me all these years. You've treated me like a member of your family. And if you want me to start focusing on my own designs and you think that'll help grow the business, then I'm in. I'll do it.
I want you to do whatever would make you happy, Carter.
He gives a vague smile.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking. You know, I was always so sure that Maddie was going to be successful. I just wasn't sure if I was going to have what it takes.
Well, of course you do. The only person who wasn't sure about that was you. Maddie is a pretty powerful person. She is so determined and smart and capable. Sometimes I wonder where she even came from.
Right.
But what I don't wonder about is that she loves you and has since the day you two met.
I can never give her the life she always wanted. Not then, not now.
She had that life already, Carter. Guess what? She doesn't want it anymore. She's decided to take that job offer. Unless, of course, someone can convince her otherwise. Carter, the only way you could hold that girl back is by not being with her.
Peg pats Carter's arm, then smiles as she carries her keys toward her car. In a bedroom at Peg's house, Maddie packs leopard print boots in a suitcase.
Hey, come on in. Mom said you're leaving tomorrow after Christmas morning.
Yeah. Hallie, I'm sorry if I made things difficult for you. I should have stayed in my own lane and kept my big mouth shut.
Actually, I came here to tell you you were right.
About what?
The business. The second I put Carter's work up on the website and sent out that email blast, we got dozens of inquiries. Maddie, you're better at this than I am, at seeing the big picture.
No, I'm not. We see things differently, but there are benefits to both perspectives.
No, Dad always hoped you'd come back and run the business someday.
That's not true. Dad was very proud of how you ran the business after he retired.
I know, but I still wasn't you. And that ate away at me, which was unfair because it wasn't your fault or Dad's. I couldn't let it go. I couldn't forgive you for leaving.
Hallie, it was hard for me to leave you too. Hard for me to leave all of you.
I looked up to you so much, and all of a sudden, my sister was gone. I know that you've decided to take this job, but I really think you should turn it down. You need to run Dad's company, not me. This is your birthright, Maddie.
No, it's not my birthright. It's our birthright. Hallie, that's it. We should run Dad's company together.
Are you serious?
I have never been more serious about anything. I have loved being home and celebrating with all of you. And there has been a lightness to me this week. I can't remember the last time I felt like that. And even though Carter is now the one who hates me, well, he can just deal.
You really mean this?
I do. I have been looking for my clarity, and you just handed it to me.
Well, you're welcome. It's good to have you home, Maddie.
It's nice to be home.
The sisters share a tearful hug. In the evening at Carter's house, Natalie decorates a tree.
Another 30 minutes for the turkey. Ava should be back from last-minute shopping in a few, and some of your early work.
She holds a wooden deer.
Huh. What's wrong? That face is not fit for Christmas Eve.
Well, I'm just thinking.
Maddie?
Yeah, among other things.
He blows dust from a wooden figure.
Do you think I play it too safe?
Yes, of
course, I do too. It's our greatest character flaw as a family.
Why? You know, what are we afraid of? You know, if I take a chance on myself, if you send Ava to New York, if I tell Maddie how I feel, what's the worst that can happen?
Heartbreak?
Okay. Yeah, but there's another side to that coin too, right?
Yeah. We seem to forget to flip it over, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Ava, you win. You're going to New York.
What? Really?
You heard me. I cannot deprive you from what is meant to be in your life.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ava hugs Natalie and high-fives Carter.
Go get him, kid.
I'm gonna go call Ashley.
Okay, I did it. Now it's your turn.
Oh, well played, Nat. Mm-hmm. Well played.
In the morning, Maddie wheels luggage onto the porch. She stacks a bag on top of a suitcase, then checks her watch as Carter arrives.
You looking for your watch?
You know, funny thing about this watch, it's actually really hard to get off. It requires a lot of effort.
Yeah, I knew it. You're a terrible liar. Maddie, you can't go, okay? You can't take that job in New York. I want you to come inside and just hear me out.
It's okay. You can say whatever you need to say to me right here.
Okay. You're right about me. And I'm gonna try and work on my own stuff. And if it doesn't work out, then I don't know, I'll find something else. But it's a risk I'm willing to take.
I am really happy to hear that.
In fact, my whole family's turning over a new leaf.
Ava?
Yeah. Yeah, she's gonna need your guidance when it comes to New York.
Well, I will be there every step of the way. It'll have to be long distance, though.
What do you mean? I thought you were taking that job.
I did take a job. But not the one in New York. I'm gonna run the company with Hallie. Here in Claremont.
You're staying? What's with the suitcase?
Oh, that? That's a Christmas present for my mom. Hallie and I are sending her to Paris.
I am so tired about worrying about what ifs. You know, what if my business doesn't succeed? Or what if I fail? Or what if... All of that is irrelevant. I realize that there's only one thing that I need to be concerned with. And that's what if I lose you again? That is not a risk that I am willing to take, not this time.
Me neither.
So we're doing this?
A couple of decades late, but yes, we're doing this.
Maddie and Carter smile warmly. He steps forward and gently touches her hair and cheek. At last, they share a lingering kiss. As Maddie and Carter stand wrapped in a warm embrace, snowflakes drift through the air.